On Fridays, the 6 o'clock hour is known as the Big Hour. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, located on Highway 1 West, not too far from where we are today at Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub. Welcome back in. Hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show kicking off as we get ready for 7 o'clock in high school football. A couple games coming your way tonight. Schedule always available for you at KGYMradio.com. Center Point, Urbana will be at Marion. That is going to be on 1600 AM as well as 107.5 FM, our North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash calling the action there. And from Solon tonight, Alex Kuhn will bring you Fort Madison as they visit the Spartans. That's on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Who wins tomorrow, Iowa or Michigan State? That's the Emil's Hideaway poll question. Emil's Hideaway is located on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids. And right now, an even 50-50 split. And kudos to Scott Unash, who today not only put up the poll question, but also color-coordinated the answers. If you vote Michigan State, the answer shows up as green. If you vote Iowa, it's black. As simple as that. It may not be so simple tomorrow for the Hawkeyes as they take on the Spartans in East Lansing. And joining me now to talk a little bit more about tomorrow's game and all things Hawkeye from HawkeyeNation.com, it's the one and only Rob Howe. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I made it to my high school game in Illinois, so I'm watching the sophomore game where the flags are flying, and I'll be here for the varsity game, which is what I wanted to happen. So,
what prospect are you looking at tonight that the Hawkeyes have their eyes on?
I am watching actually two kids that are verbally committed to the Hawkeyes on the same team. They play for Crystal Lake Illinois Prairie Ridge High School, and it's Jeff Jenkins, an offensive lineman, probably projects as an interior guy, guard, maybe center, and then Samson Evans, who plays quarterback in high school, but is being recruited and is coming to Iowa as a wide receiver. And they are at McHenry, Illinois. I'm at McCracken Field, home of the Warriors.
I know McHenry and Crystal Lake very well. That is my family's neck of the woods on my dad's side of the family. So if you're looking for some dining recommendations later on tonight, I can probably send you a few via text. You will be making your way eventually to East Lansing tomorrow for this football game between Iowa and Michigan State. And Kirk Ferentz said this best on Tuesday. I know you were there not too far from me as he said it. It feels like 10 years ago that these two teams played one another in Indianapolis. In reality, it's been a year and a half.
Yeah, it does feel that way, though, and that's the new Big Ten, really. I don't think Iowa plays Michigan State again until what, like 2020 after this? So it's just kind of, I don't know if I'll ever get used to the scheduling, but it kind of is what it is. And the good thing, I think, for Iowa and Michigan State is not a lot changes with these two programs. They're going to play the same style they played a year and a half ago. It's just a lot of the phases will be different.
One of the familiar faces is L.J. Scott. He's the running back that basically broke Iowa's back on that final drive in Indianapolis back in December of 2015. But it sounds like his hold on the starting running back position there is a little perilous.
Yeah, they're not really running the ball as well as, you know, you would think. And I guess you could say the same for Iowa. Both teams traditionally run the ball very well. That's their bread and butter, and neither team has done it consistently to this point. Brian Lewerke, their quarterback, is their leading rusher. He had a big chunk of yards last week against Notre Dame on a quarterback sneak that he kind of just broke through the line. It was kind of an odd play, but still, to consider that he's the leading rusher on the team, that is a little bit of a different dynamic for Michigan State. The quarterback, you know, unlike Connor Cook and Kirk Cousins, guys that like to, you know, sit in the pocket and find receivers down the field, this guy has the ability to beat you with his legs, too. So that's a little bit of a different dynamic for Iowa that they had to prepare for this week.
How similar are these two teams? A lot has been made out of that this week. I called it traditional Big Ten football earlier in the day. I don't know whether that was a compliment or a little bit of a put down, but we're going to see old school Big Ten football tomorrow between these two teams, right?
I think so. I mean, in my preview, I felt and I still feel that, you know, I don't see either one of these teams just coming out guns ablaze and throwing the ball all over the place. I think somebody scored a touchdown. I think they're going to try to establish the runs. It'll be relatively conservative game plans on both sides of the ball, and then kind of lean on the defense, kind of typical of these two teams. It's interesting, as Iowa is so young and has played so many true freshmen. Michigan State has played 12 true freshmen this year, and they're one of the youngest teams in the country, too. I think they have 75 or 76 underclassmen on their roster. It's a really young Michigan State team, too. So they lost a lot, Todd, with the off-the-field stuff they had happen in the offseason. Those chuckleheads that, you know, got tossed off the team and gave the program a black eye were some of their highest-ranked recruits in recent years. So they're trying to recover from that and trying to repair their culture, because that was really – I think that caught a lot of people off guard, just because it's so uncharacteristic of somebody like Bart D'Antonio, who's in the mold of Kirk Ferentz, that, you know, it's blue-collar, it's work hard, it's, you know, that Big Ten football you talked about, and having a culture of blue-collar culture, and that really – what happened at Michigan State was awful. And I don't know if they recovered from that completely.
Talking with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com, Iowa plays at Michigan State tomorrow. 3 o'clock kickoff, 3:12 to be exact, at Spartan Stadium on Fox. What do we make of the Spartans at this point, Rob? They opened up the season with nice wins over Bowling Green and Western Michigan, a couple MAC schools. But then last week did not look very good at all, losing by 20 at home to Notre Dame.
Yeah, the Western Michigan game, I mean, that's obviously, most people know that's P.J. Fleck, where he came from before he went to Minnesota. And they played USC really tough out in Los Angeles. So that win, to me, is a pretty solid win for Michigan State. Last week was just a disaster for Michigan State. They turned the ball over 3 times that led to 21 Notre Dame points. So I don't know. You take that away, you never know how it's going to play out. But if they take care of the football last week, they outgained Notre Dame by quite a bit. So, you know, that game, maybe the final score isn't indicative of maybe where Michigan State is. But we'll get a better idea tomorrow, because you've got, you know, them coming off of that game against Notre Dame where they kind of fell flat, and Iowa just coming off a crushing defeat at home.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that Penn State game last weekend. Where did you get the sense that Iowa's mind was at on Tuesday when you talked to the players? Do you think they're going to be able to flush that and move on, or do you think there's a possibility that that loss may linger?
Yeah, I think there's always that possibility, Todd. I mean, I get the sense from this group that it's a pretty well-put-together group in terms of the leadership, and them all being on the same page. But it's hard to know with 18 to 22-year-old kids till they get back out there on the field. This is a road game. You know, if they have a little adversity tomorrow in the first half, they get behind, how they'll recover from that, it's hard to say. I think, you know, just general terms, I think the leadership is good, and I think they're of the right mind. But that stuff is real, real, it's fragile, you know, and it doesn't take much for it to go the other way. But if they could get off to a good start tomorrow, this probably goes without saying, I think that would be really, really beneficial for them.
Last week, Saquon Barkley. I asked this earlier in the week, didn't get much of a response, but is there any player that you've seen in your time covering Iowa that's worn a visiting uniform that has elicited the reactions that Saquon Barkley did last week?
No, he's a freak of nature with his size and speed and just ability that you can't teach, the way he cuts and, does things in motion that, you know, aren't something that it's coached. It's not coached. It's just natural ability. I think the closest person is probably, at least in recent memory, is Wadley. I mean, when Wadley makes a cut or does some things like on the field that he does, it's like, you get those oohs and ahs. I think Melvin Gordon, to a degree, Todd, especially a few years ago when they won at Iowa, he put together a pretty good all-around game and really hurt Iowa. That was like one player that really stuck out and hurt Iowa. But I couldn't put that performance on the same level as what is what Saquon Barkley did the other night.
Let's talk a little bit about Akram Wadley. Did you think that he was pressing last week a little bit?
Yeah, I think you could say that. When I went back and watched it, I still think they were trying to run into too many bodies. You know, Penn State, and I'm sure Michigan State tomorrow is going to load the box. Penn State did it with a lot of run blitzes and, you know, different looks to confuse Stanley. And I think that led to him maybe checking to running plays that were difficult for Wadley to break off. But I think as that was happening, as you said, I think he became impatient. And then instead of just kind of waiting for things to open up, he was trying to make plays on his own. And that just does not work with his own blocking scheme. So I'm sure they talked about that in practice this week. And I'm sure they worked on a lot of things. And I'm sure they worked on blitz recognition and blitz pickup, because Penn State just caused them fits with that last week.
Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com joining me during brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement here in Iowa City. Give me one or two keys for Iowa to win this game tomorrow going on the road at Spartan Stadium.
I think they're probably cliches. I think they have to take care of the football. And, you know, with that, not make mistakes so you can throw penalties into that. Both of those things, not hurt themselves. We've seen them do that too much this year. You know, hurting themselves with, you know, whether it be a penalty or a turnover. They got to play pretty clean football, I think. And then I think they need to be able to establish that run. They need to find ways to get Wadley free. And if you know, Michigan State is crowding the box, use the short passing game. You know, I thought they could have done that more last week against Penn State with them focusing so much on the line of scrimmage. Maybe if our defense is going to be aggressive against you, use Wadley in the slot, move him around a little bit, make them adjust to him. I felt like last week Iowa didn't adjust to what Penn State was doing quick enough. They did in the second half, but this is a learning process for a new offensive coordinator and a new quarterback. But establish the run and not make mistakes is cliche for Iowa football, but it really is the formula for success with them.
Last week, we didn't see a whole lot of Torrin Young or any of the other backup running backs. Obviously, the game plan at the beginning of the season has changed with James Butler's injury. But do you think that maybe we see a couple of those guys, or maybe we see Torrin Young in a little bit more of a role tomorrow, playing the backup to Akram Wadley?
Yeah, I asked him about that Tuesday. You know, were you surprised he didn't play more? But I knew going in asking that question, they only got 45 offensive plays off last week. So there really wasn't a need to give Wadley much rest because they were going three and out, or, you know, maybe getting a first down. And I think, would they have one first down in the first half or something like that? So there wasn't really a need to get Wadley rest. I think there'll be more of a need for that tomorrow. I think they'll move the football a little bit better. Michigan State hasn't been great against the run this year. Notre Dame ran the ball pretty easily on them. I think Western Michigan had maybe 125 or 130 on the ground against them. So I think they'll be able to run the ball, and in that case, Wadley will need breaks, and I think you'll probably see a little bit of both of those backup running backs, Ivory Kelly Martin and Torrin Young.
All right, defensive side of the football for Iowa, popular name, it seems, every week. Kirk has been being asked about A.J. Epenesa, and I know Phil Parker said back in the spring before he even got on campus that they had a game plan for limiting his snaps, easing him into the college game. He looks more than ready to be unleashed on the Big Ten. He's really impressive so far. Do you see Iowa having to maybe reevaluate that rotation?
Yeah, I've kind of felt like since the beginning of the year before the season, Todd, that they would, you know, increase his snaps as the season went on and he got more comfortable. There were a couple plays last week that I watched where he lost contain to the outside. And again, I'm not going to kill the kid for that. You know, Barkley makes a lot of people lose contain to the outside. But there were a few times where he was out of position. So I kind of see where Kirk and the staff's coming from in terms of wanting them to get more, you know, hone his skills in terms of being an all-around defensive end. But they've got to get pressure on the quarterback, and they haven't been able to do that. And he's the best guy at doing that. So sometimes, even like when Matt Roth was a young Colt, sometimes you just got to let him loose. And I think they're getting to a point where They'll let him loose a lot more now, especially in games where you're not playing a hurry-up offense. It was hard against Iowa State and North Texas because they were just running plays. It was hard to make substitutions. But I think going forward you'll see more of A.J. At defensive end.
Of course, there are some other pretty good players on the defensive line, too, which is something I think people tend to overlook when they want to talk about getting A.J. More snaps. Josie Jewell, what an impressive performance last week, even in the loss to Penn State, racking up Bednarik Player of the Week, a couple other awards, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. When you look at Josie Jewell and what he's done for this Hawkeye football team, how do you put into words what he means to that defensive unit?
It's a good question. He's a guy that when he's out there, he makes everyone better. And I know, again, that's cliche, but he really does. If you watch what he does, everybody's kind of feeding off him. And I really was, when I was on the field in the first half last week, it was really neat to see how they were communicating. And it was Miles Taylor in the back end, communicating to Josie in the middle, who communicated to the defensive line, and they were doing a lot of that. And the defense played really well against a very good offense. And the communication that he kind of fosters between the other players on the field, I think, goes unnoticed. The physical stuff we all see, you know, he makes a lot of tackles and stuff like that, but he's a student of the game. He spends a ton of time in the film room, and those things aren't happening by accident. Those are preparational things, and he's preparing with other guys and getting them prepared, and also being able to change things on the fly because of recognition when he's on the field. So he's really just invaluable. And I don't want to, you know, diminish the value of anybody else on this team, because, you know, Wadley's a tremendous player. There are tremendous players on the offensive line, and Sean Wells, James Daniels. But the guy that they least could afford to lose on this team is Joseph Jewell, and there's no doubt in my mind about that.
We've asked about the defensive line. We talked a little bit about the linebackers. May as well hit on the defensive backs before we let you go. Amani Hooker and Josh Jackson really seem like they're coming on for the Hawkeyes. At the beginning of the season, that was a question mark. Who was going to replace Desmond King? Who was going to fill the void left by Greg Maben? Have you been impressed by those young guys so far this year?
Yes, very impressed with both of those guys. You know, Jake Gervais, we thought would you know, hold that spot down. He was the experienced guy. But Hooker's come in and not missed a beat. He looked really good last week. He knew what he was doing out there, which is impressive for a kid that's always only been on campus for 2 years. And a lot of us thought that Manny Rugumber would be the guy to replace Desmond King. And Manny's starting to play better now. He's getting his feet under him after that first game suspension. But Josh Jackson has been there all season. I mean, he's been solid the whole year. And you think about it, Todd, if they can get Brandon Snyder back and add another guy to that secondary, because that was one of the big question marks going into the season, was how the secondary would come together. I've been pleasantly surprised with how well they've played. I think they've come together well. And you add a team leader and a guy who's another student of the game, and Brandon Snyder back in, I don't know when that'll be, in a couple weeks, maybe after the bye week. That makes the defense that much stronger.
What type of atmosphere are you expecting tomorrow in East Lansing? It's been a while since Iowa has been over there, but it's always struck me in the past as a little bit, I don't want to say antiseptic, but there isn't a ton of excitement in Spartan Stadium around football Saturdays.
No, I'd agree with you, Todd. The times I've been over there, it's usually gray and rainy or windy and just not a very, you know, I guess, favorable environment for people to watch a football game. And tomorrow's supposed to be in the 60s and sunny. It's an afternoon start, so I don't remember going over there for a game. I remember obviously the Marvin McNutt game where he caught the winning touchdown. That was under the lights, and there was a lot of riding on that game, and that environment was pretty good. I think it's going to be a little bit better tomorrow, but I wouldn't classify Spartan Stadium as one of the, you know, one of the top Big Ten stadiums to go to for environment-wise. I could think of probably half the Big Ten that I would probably put ahead of Spartan Stadium.
All right, before we let you go, I'm going to put your feet to the fire. I have predicted that Iowa is going to be on the wrong end of a 17-14 final score tomorrow when everything is said and done. Your prediction?
I picked Iowa to win this before the season, and I'm going to go under the assumption, which is always dangerous, that they will build off of what they did last week and play well this weekend and keep that going and kind of be hungry to get a win. So I have them winning 24-20. But this is one of those toss-up games with Northwestern. You know, there's a group of these toss-up games that could go either way, and this is right in that category.
Yeah, I go back to the first road trip last year, which was granted to Rutgers, so they had the whole first time going there and everything. But 14-7 just seemed a little out of sorts. I'll be interested to see how they do playing on the road in their first Big Ten road game. Rob, we appreciate it as always, and I tweeted you a suggestion on somewhere to eat in McHenry. It's fish fry night at Keefe's Reef. You will not eat any better. It's located off 176 there.
That's what I came in on, so I will look that. I appreciate the recommendation. I'll hit that up on my way out of town.
All right, Rob, appreciate it as always. We'll be talking with you in person next week.
Sounds good, bud. See ya.
Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com as we kick off the big hour here, the 6 o'clock hour on Fridays, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, located on Highway 1 West here in Iowa City, not too far from where we are for the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub, reverse happy hour, taking a timeout for a few hours. It kicks in again at 10 o'clock tonight until close. $3 domestic steins, $2.50 domestic bottles, and $2.50 domestic well drinks. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, they will be watching Nebraska and Illinois here at Carl and Ernie's, a Big Ten Friday night game on FS1 to get everybody ready for tomorrow's five Big Ten contests, including Iowa and Michigan State. We'll get inside the breakdown of the Big Ten and talk a little bit about Nebraska and Illinois before 7 o'clock tonight, as well as we continue on from Iowa City. Take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on 106.3 and 107.5 FM and 1600 AM KGYM. Back after this.
Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks! Let's go, Hawks!
Cheer on the black and gold in your black and gold from BravoSportsMarketing.com. BravoSportsMarketing.com has everything you need as a true Hawkeye fanatic. Game day apparel, football ticket packages, Hawkeye posters, and the popular America Needs Farmers gear. Get your hands on the new Fight for Iowa logo tees, available in black or gold. You'll definitely want one for the blackout game against Ohio State. BravoSportsMarketing.com also has game tickets to all home Iowa games. If you're heading to Northwestern, get your tickets right now for the Game Day Hawkeye Huddle tailgate party. And BravoSportsMarketing.com is the only place you'll find Hawkeye Village ticket and tailgate packages, including your game ticket, tailgate-style buffet, musical entertainment, and more. Hawkeye Village packages currently remain available for all home games. Get them now. BravoSportsMarketing.com. Over 20 years of authentic Hawkeye gear for serious Hawkeye fans.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
The High School Football Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Holmes Murphy, Finding Insurance Solutions. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead. Visit HOLMESMurphy.com.
6:30, welcome back here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, taking you to high school football tonight at the top of the hour. A couple games on the way for you. But I don't want to spoil any of Kyle Mann's thunder. Our producer back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids doing a fantastic job of keeping everything in line tonight. Fridays, as you know, if you're a regular listener, can sometimes be a little tricky around here. But so far, so good tonight. Kyle deserves a lot of the credit for that. And, of course, he also deserves credit for bringing you bid board updates like this one, brought to you by Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor to meet all your banking needs.
The Kinnick Edge campaign was announced 9 months ago as an effort to renovate the north end of Kinnick Stadium, and the University of Iowa announced today that donors have already raised $14 million, more than halfway to the $25 million goal. The north end was last renovated in 1983, and this $89 million project will add premium seating, a clubroom, and video board, and is scheduled to be completed prior to the 2019 season. Iowa State fell to the Texas Longhorns 17-7 last night. Quarterback Jacob Park struggled, going 24 of 48 with three picks. Meanwhile, former quarterback turned linebacker Joel Lanning led the defense with a game-high 20 tackles. The defense was all right, but the Cyclone offense never found its feet, an issue highlighted by running back David Montgomery getting just 13 touches in the ballgame. The Rough Riders lost 3-2 to Sioux City last night in the Fall Classic in Pennsylvania. They had a quick turnaround for their final preseason at noon today. They dropped that one as well, 5-4 at the hands of Sioux Falls. After the show, it's Friday, and that means high school football. We'll have Scott Unash on the call as Marion hosts Center Point Urbana. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also have Alex Kuhn and Solon as the Spartans host Fort Madison on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
If I heard that right, the Riders have finished up the preseason. It is hard. I keep saying it's hard to believe that the calendar is turning to October. Rough Riders are going to open the regular season a week from tonight in Green Bay against the Gamblers. So we're going to have some hockey to be talking about between now and the end of football season. But we still got plenty more football to talk about, including what's going on in the Big Ten tonight and tomorrow. That's right, I said tonight, as Nebraska takes its show on the road to Champaign. They'll be facing Lovie Smith and Illinois. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff on FS1. Five games on tap in the Big Ten tomorrow, including the one most folks here in eastern Iowa are going to have their eyes on, Iowa at Michigan State. We'll talk point spreads, matchups, and more the final 25 minutes of the program tonight. Plus, yes, you've probably been on the edge of your seat for quite a while. We have Stumpy's final score prediction for tomorrow. Hawkeye superfan Stumpy, big-time listener and fan of the show. He sends us his prediction every week. I have it. I will reveal it for you when we return. It's the Todd Brolenkamp Show on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM Radio. Back with more after this.
Want to transform a room for less than $20? The Home Depot has the secret formula. We call it paint. From our top brands like Behr and Glidden, starting at just $17.97 a gallon. There's no easier way to take your walls from okay to oh wow. And at these prices, there's no reason to leave any wall behind. Get your project rolling with top paint brands, starting at only $17.97 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Napa Know How.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub, the location for this week's KGYM Radio Road Trip, brought to you by Linder Tire, lindertire.com online or in person, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. What's going on at Carl and Ernie's tomorrow as the Hawkeyes take on Michigan State? Well, The Away Game Special, $4 32-ounce drafts of Bud Light, Bud, and Busch Light, and an $8.99 double cheeseburger basket. That's what's on tap tomorrow. Coming up later on tonight, 10 o'clock until close, reverse happy hour kicks back in. $3 domestic steins, $2.50 domestic bottles, and $2.50 well drinks. Carl and Ernie's a tremendous host to us here. Highway 1 West in Iowa City, not all that far from Kinnick Stadium, which is going to sit idle tomorrow as the Hawkeyes on the road against Michigan State. The point spread in that contest has trended in the direction of the Spartans. They're now about a 5.5-point favorite as opposed to a 3.5-point favorite earlier in the weekend. We mentioned 5 Big Ten games on tap tomorrow. One of them will be played tonight. Nebraska is at Illinois. That game is on FS1 and kicks off in about 25 minutes. A Big Ten West showdown. Nebraska 1-0 in the Big Ten West. So when you take a look at the standings, despite all the turmoil surrounding that program, right now Nebraska is listed as the leader in the Big Ten West, although the Huskers are 2-2 overall. Minnesota and Wisconsin 3-0 so far this season. The Badgers host Northwestern tomorrow for an 11 o'clock kickoff on ABC. They're favored by 2 touchdowns. And Minnesota also a heavy favorite, a 13-point spread in their contest at TCF Bank Stadium. They have Maryland on tap. So Nebraska, and Nebraska the only team in the West with a win against a Western Division opponent. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Northwestern all waiting to play their first game against the West. Of course, Illinois will check that box tonight when the Huskers come to town. Iowa and Purdue, 0-1 in Big Ten play so far. Hawkeyes 3-1 on the season. Michigan State 2-1 on the year. Win over a couple MAC teams, and then last week a loss at home by 20 points to Notre Dame. That is a tough place to play. I don't know what it is about going to East Lansing, but I mentioned it with Rob Howe. The atmosphere there, I just find it really lacking. It almost feels a little bit like Indiana, which is hard to believe because you think Ann Arbor and the Big House and Michigan and that state is so football crazy. But there's just something about Michigan State. I can't put my finger on it. Now, I haven't taken a ton of trips there, but then again, neither have the Hawkeyes. These two teams have not seen a lot of one another since the days of legends and leaders, and now with the East and the West, the all-time series is actually fairly close between these two schools. And they'll have an opportunity to put another win in the column. The Hawkeyes will tomorrow. They have the 23-21-2 edge on the Spartans in the series. And, of course, the last time that these two teams met, they played in December. And if that seems odd when you look at the all-time schedule, well, it was very odd. Iowa's first ever trip to Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship, and they led down to the wire 16-13, losing on an L.J. Scott touchdown with about 30 seconds remaining on third down. He powered his way in. Prior to that, they hadn't met since 2013. That was a 26-14 Michigan State win at Iowa City. Iowa and Michigan State will not meet again until 2020 at Kinnick Stadium. So, again, don't get too used to seeing the Spartans, but this will be a critical game for both teams on tap. Again, kickoff set for 3:12 Central Time at Spartan Stadium on Fox Sports. And that is actual Fox, not FS1. Now, we mentioned going into break at the bottom of the hour. For those of you, the uninitiated out there, we have a listener to the program. He is a big Hawkeye fan. You may know him. You may recognize him. He is Stumpy. He bills himself as a super fan. He wears one of the foam neoprene corn cobs on his head. He's a great guy, a good friend, and he likes to share his prediction with us every week. He has Iowa winning tomorrow, 27-24. Over Michigan State. He's 3-1 overall and 3-1 against the spread. spread's not going to come into account on this one, Stumpy, because the Hawkeyes are an underdog on the road. So if they win it outright, you're going to get to claim the win against the spread as well. What do you think? Let me know using the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Thank you so much to Jerry Ask Investment Services for their sponsorship of the text line for the last several months. You can learn more about them at jkainvest.com.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
And we're back in studio with Oregon's mascot, the Duck. So what was it like to star in this season's Nissan Heisman House? And how was it to work alongside current NFL star and Oregon Heisman winner Marcus Mariota?
Well, what's the deal with this guy? He's usually pretty animated.
We'll be right back with more from Oregon's The Duck. Visit NissanHeismanHouse.com for more. And while you're there, vote for this year's Heisman winner.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Experience is not everything, yet Bears head coach John Fox seems to continue to use that to defend playing Mike Glennon instead of the rookie Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback. Glennon had another four turnovers in last night's blowout loss to the Packers. He has eight in four games. Now, to Fox's credit, he says he's evaluating everything. That seems to include the quarterback position, but he also points out the experience gap between Glennon and Trubisky. What's more important, experience or a quarterback that's already had two halves of three turnovers this season? By the way, three NFL games I'm really looking forward to this weekend, all between teams I cannot figure out. Panthers and Patriots. Is Cam this bad? And I'd ask the same of the Patriots D. Steelers, Ravens. Steelers offense. Let's go. And is anybody left healthy for Baltimore? And Raiders, Broncos. Both are real contenders, but coming off brutal losses. In 60 seconds, there's some must-see TV tonight.
And we're back in studio with Oregon's mascot, the Duck. So what was it like to star in this season's Nissan Heisman House? And how was it to work alongside current NFL star and Oregon Heisman winner Marcus Mariota?
Well, what's the deal with this guy? He's usually pretty animated.
We'll be right back with more from Oregon's The Duck. Visit NissanHeismanHouse.com for more. And while you're there, vote for this year's Heisman winner.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
hope you got a little sleep, particularly if you're not on the West Coast. There's a late college football game that's been marked on the "what if this actually happened" calendar since August. Number 5, yet very shaky USC on the road at Washington State. Cougars haven't cooged anything yet, failing to beat Wazoo and drop an impossible to lose game to this point. They're undefeated, and offensively they're as Mike Leach as ever, 15th in total offense, 3rd in passing, 12th in scoring. The shocker, though, is Wazoo plays defense these days. Now, the schedule hasn't been backbreaking, but they're top 3rd in the Pac-12 in just about every defensive category. And the game's in Pullman. Want to fire up your college football weekend with a bang? This ought to do it. That Texas-Iowa State snooze fest last night sure didn't. USC at Washington State, 10:30 Eastern on ESPN. Get a nap this afternoon if you need one, and you may want to peek at Miami-Duke before that game at 7 Eastern. We'll rehash it all for you tomorrow morning, 7 Eastern, on Dari and Mel. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
That premise.
I don't see him wearing the making the All-Star game. I don't see him wearing a hoodie at the All-Star game. But I'm excited for the All-Star game because it's right here, 100 yards away from where I'm sitting right now.
Oh, this is true.
I might actually go to the game this year. Usually I fly out on Saturday. I've had enough. I'm just like, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm going to go home, get some rest before Monday at my own house. But I might actually go to the game this year. Will you get me in?
You got a VIP pass, my brother.
You know what? We know how that goes.
And we're putting it on. You know Adam Silver watches this program.
We know how that goes. Every night, Adam Silver watches the program. And in the morning, just to get him going again in case he missed something because he was tired. Let's listen to the next voicemail. Remember, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us voicemails.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby, what's going on? This is Dave from Canton, Ohio. Shout out, Reg. I'm calling because I have a quick question or concern about the NBA. So recently, Adam Silver did a press conference where he talked about everything going on, and he says that he expects everybody to stand for the pledge because, not the pledge, but the national anthem because, well, it says right in the handbook, you cannot sit, kneel, lie down, put your hands in your pockets, chew gum, bounce, or hold a ball. So my question is, A, do you think players will still try to do some sort of protest during the season, even with this rule in place? And B, what is Silver going to do if somebody does? Because he says he's going to handle it on a case-to-case basis. And if he does...
Welcome back. It is 6:49. A little bit of a hiccup there. We apologize for that, but we've got us back here. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on from Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. We're talking about Nebraska traveling to Illinois tonight. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff on FS1 and a big game for Illinois and the Huskers, but they're all big games at this point for Mike Riley. After the 2-2 start, Dave Remington, the former Nebraska great, brought in as the interim athletic director, and it's only a matter of time in Lincoln before the curtain is drawn on Mike Riley. I don't think there's any number of games he could win at this point. Last time that I checked, Nebraska was about a 6-point favorite going into that game tonight, again set for a 7 o'clock kickoff. We're bringing you Stumpy's prediction. We're trying to set that up earlier. Stumpy has predicted Iowa beating Michigan State 27-24 tomorrow. That's a little bit higher scoring than I would have expected. I'm looking, and you can read my prediction tomorrow in the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and you can also hear it again on Before the Boom at about 1:45 tomorrow on our FM frequencies. I have Michigan State pulling out a 17-14 win over the Hawkeyes, but I think Iowa is the better team. The better team doesn't always win, and with this being Iowa's first road game coming off the loss to Penn State last week, I am going to give the nod. Don't feel too good about it, but I'll give Michigan State the benefit of the doubt here. Really not a great-looking Spartan team this year. Two wins against MAC teams out of the gate, and Notre Dame a 20-point loss to the Fighting Irish last week. This is a Michigan State team that has yet to play a game outside of Spartan Stadium. They'll get tested, though, the next 2 weeks, back-to-back trips to Michigan and Minnesota. So a couple road trips there, one against a rival and the other against an up-and-coming Minnesota team, PJ Flex Gophers, as we mentioned, a 13-point favorite tomorrow at home against Maryland. Plenty more to get to. Do want to remind you, tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, our South and North gyms, respectively. We will take you inside the matchup between the Spartans and the Hawkeyes during Before the Boom. And then the minute that the game is over tomorrow night, we'll get together in the KGYM studio for a live edition of After the Final Gun. It'll be Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, myself, and Kyle Mann along with you for about an hour to 90 minutes after the game, taking your phone calls and texts. That number, again, 319-366-1600. You can always use that to reach out to us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. 27-45, predicting Iowa, 31-21. I want to know where all these points are going to come from between these two teams, because you know Michigan State's going to bring the defense, and I think Iowa is going to as well. It may be another busy day for Josie Jewell. 16 tackles last week, including 11 solo stops against Penn State, and he may be put to the test again. Of course, we talked with Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com earlier this hour. A.J. Epinesa coming on very nicely as well on the defensive line. They're going to have to disrupt and make life a little miserable for Michigan State on the offensive side of the ball. And Brian Lewerke, the starting quarterback there, who's also the team's leading rusher. Hard to believe he's averaging 68.7 yards a game, the sophomore is. So Michigan State struggled the last couple years trying to find consistent play from the quarterbacks. And another key tomorrow, it's going to be the turnover battle. LJ Scott, who Hawkeye fans will remember as delivering the back-breaking blow on that final drive in Indianapolis 2 years ago at the Big Ten Championship game, he's still in East Lansing, but he's got trouble hanging on to the football, to the point where you may see a couple other running backs tomorrow for Michigan State. The guy that I really like running the ball for Michigan State is Madre London. He is, as was described yesterday to us, the speed guy in the backfield for the Spartans. They're hoping to get a little bit more out of him moving forward. But when your quarterback is your leading rusher, kind of tells me that your offense isn't quite clicking at this point. Not necessarily a bad thing for a school like Louisville or somebody like that, but Michigan State, that's not the type of offense that they traditionally run. Big year and big game for Mark D'Antonio tomorrow as they welcome the Hawkeyes to town. And, again, we'll break it all down for you on Before the Boom. What's ahead for the Hawkeyes? You take a look at their schedule after this game tomorrow. Illinois comes to town next Saturday for homecoming. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff on the BTN, and then Iowa goes into the bye week. And why is that important? Well, that was the arbitrary date that Kirk Ferentz pointed to as a possible time where James Butler could return, that October 21st trip to Northwestern. So it seems hard to believe. I know I've said that three or four times today, but we're already staring down the barrel of Iowa's bye week in about 2 weeks. And getting James Butler back, I think, as good as Akram Wadley is, he's better with James Butler out there on the field with him. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, the KGYM Studios. Kyle Mann has for you your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the evening. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Kinnick Edge campaign was announced 9 months ago as an effort to renovate the north end of Kinnick Stadium, and the university announced today that donors have already raised $14 million, more than halfway to the $25 million goal. The north end was last renovated in 1983, and this $89 million project will add premium seating, a club room, and video board, and is scheduled to be completed prior to the 2019 season. Iowa State fell to the Texas Longhorns 17-7 last night. Quarterback Jacob Park struggled, going 24 of 48 with three picks. Meanwhile, former quarterback turned linebacker Joel Lanning led the defense with a game-high 20 tackles. The defense was all right, but the Cyclone offense never found its feet, an issue highlighted by running back David Montgomery getting just 13 touches in the ballgame. The Rough Riders lost 3-2 to Sioux City last night in the Fall Classic in Pennsylvania. They had a quick turnaround for their final preseason game at noon today. They dropped that one as well, 5-4 at the hands of Sioux Falls. After the show, it's Friday, and that means high school football. We'll have Scott Unash on the call as Marion hosts Centerpoint Urbana. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also have Alex Kuhn and Solon as the Spartans host Fort Madison on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. After the games are over, keep it on KGYM to catch up with the action from around the state on the High School Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate it as always, Kyle. Great work. Hope you enjoy your weekend. I'm sure you'll be watching Iowa and Michigan State along with the rest of us tomorrow. Monday's programming, local programming, I should say, kicks off at 3 o'clock with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. We've got a great giveaway for you all week. Next week on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, I'm going to be bringing you a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations throughout Cedar Rapids, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and the other one in the Fountains off of Edgewood. Appreciate you sending your predictions in tonight. Final minute as we get ready to send things off to high school football. Again, you can check our website, kgymradio.com, for the full schedule there as to whether you'll be getting Scott Unash or our South Gym listeners, 106.3 FM. You get Alex Kuhn, Fort Madison, and Solon. And again, we'll reconvene the troops tomorrow for the pre- and post-game show, Hawkeyes and Spartans, coming your way here on KGYM. As always, I appreciate everybody listening to the program, the Big Hour, the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. It keeps getting bigger and better, and one of these days, we're going to get 60 strong minutes out of it here on KGYM. The website, kgymradio.com. Vote in our poll question. Who wins tomorrow, Michigan State or Iowa? Again, a big thank you to Emil's Hideaway for sponsoring it. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And a big thanks to the folks here at Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City for playing host to the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Reverse happy hour starting again at 10 o'clock. Those away game specials tomorrow for Iowa and Michigan State. And Nebraska, Illinois about to start on FS1. Enjoy the weekend.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status.